about 21 years ago with a cold water park. More than happy to play that. We're wrapping up an encore edition, if it happens to be a pre-recorded show or a show that's, I mean, it's live, but if I'm recording it and airing it another time, but if it is Friday, September 12th of 2025, this is a live show. We have more Viva Lamont coming to you for two more hours. So stay tuned. WRCT Pittsburgh. If you're wondering, my background music has been, will be, and is continuing to be Shark Quest, a band out of North Carolina, a collective from the late 1990s. But it is just past 11 o'clock here on 88.3 FM. We need to get into a radio and music calendar. Before we do that, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have regular gallery hours on the weekend or by appointment, or just visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month, which was last Friday. So you have to wait until first Friday of October, and that happens between 6 and 9 p.m. there on Penn Avenue. In the Cultural District. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. It's time now to turn our attention to the WRCT radio and music calendar. Some events going on around town. Let you know. See what we have going on. See if we have going on. There's nothing there. Let's see what we got over here. Yeah, that's nothing either. Oh, how about the Harris Theater? There's some stuff going on at the Harris. There's always great stuff going on at the Harris. Like tonight and through Tuesday the 23rd, you can catch Clemente, explore the life, career, and legacy of Roberto Clemente from his childhood in Puerto Rico. His years with the Pirates to becoming one of baseball's most beloved and iconic players. Clemente is a celebration of a man who gave his all. That's going on at the Harris Theater downtown. Also, Animation Mixtape, which is an exclusive collection of animated shorts by talented artists from around the world, is showing. Megadoc, next week you can catch Megadoc, which is a raw, fly-on-the-wall documentary about Francis Ford Coppola's decades-long journey in creating his self-financed passion project, which was Megalopolis. Then Saturday the 20th, there's a Three Stooges Festival happening. It's the annual Three Stooges Festival. It's back for another evening of laughter. It's just on one day. It's Saturday, September 20th at the Harris Theater. I want you to keep that in mind. For more information on this and other events at the Harris, you can go to trustarts.org/film. And don't forget about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. They meet and practice every Wednesday at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side on Cedar Avenue. It's free for you to show up. We're not asking you to join the banjo club, but it's a fun time of them playing the songs of the 20s and 30s. There's refreshments and sing-alongs. More information is at 412-321-1834. And finally, don't forget about the current show going on at the Liberty Magic. Going on now through the 1st of November. It's a Michael Misko in I Laugh in the Face of Magic. So it's dry comedy, sleight of hand. You're going to pee your pants. At least that's what they claim. I don't know. But it's happening at the Liberty Magic, which is located right next to the Harris Theater. If you didn't know that. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, please email someone, whomever you want to, but address it to WRCT, radio-calendar at wrct.org. Again, it's radio-calendar at wrct.org. Let's turn our attention now to the music calendar, to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know what's going on this weekend. Bruce Dickinson is performing at Stage AE tomorrow evening. Abstract Theory and the Dream Heavy are at the Government Center tomorrow. And Shebe and the Lovemakers are playing the Roboto Project tomorrow. Paper Kites are in town at Mr. Small's on Sunday. Russian Circles are performing at Spirit Hall in Lawrenceville. And the Lodge at Spirit has Lung with a Grinhound. That's all happened on Sunday. And Jay Thurber is going to be down at Arsenal Lane spinning music. He goes there a couple Sundays a month, and that's one of his Sundays will be this coming Sunday. On Monday the 15th, Kiss the Tiger with Her Charms are performing at Poetry Lounge in Millvale. Superchunk is in town at the Thunderbird on Tuesday the 16th. James McMurtry is at the Thunderbird on Wednesday the 17th. Hunks and His Punks are going to be with Quintron and Miss Pussycat at Spirit Hall on Wednesday the 17th. Dream Theater comes to the Benidorm on the 18th. Soft as Snow performing at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's next Friday. Also next Friday, I believe it's next Friday, the 19th, Jellyfish is in town. It's not on my calendar, but I saw a flyer for it playing Spirit Hall. And then on Saturday, the Baseball Project with the Minus Five at Mr. Small's Theater. Heartless Bastards are at the Pittsburgh Winery. That's all happening on the 20th. Buzzcocks in town, speaking of Spirit Hall, on Monday the 22nd with Painted Dog. Garbage is at Stage AE on Tuesday 23rd. Soccer Mommy's in town on that same day, playing Mr. Smalls. Lots of shows. Is that? Am I just making this up? No. Tons of great shows coming up. I'm just going to call that my WRCT music calendar. If you want to see the entire calendar, just log on to WRCT.org and click on the events tab. Click on music calendar and you'll see all of the shows that we have listed. If you want to include a show on this calendar, just email music-calendar at WRCT.org. You can hear the music calendar and you can hear the radio calendar. You can hear both of them every single day right here on WRCT. We do it at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and just like you heard it now, at 11 p.m. Jay Thurber, he's going to do it tomorrow. He'll have his own calendar, and it's usually filled with tons of meat. It's a meat calendar. Who's Jay Thurber? Well, he's a guy that we give a radio show to. We don't let him come into the studio. He has to go to his own studio out in McKeesport. I believe it has something to do with either a restraining order or a traffic ticket. I'm not sure. It's called Radio 9. It happens Saturdays from noon to 3. He plays some oldies and he plays some new stuff and little bits of comedy in there. It's a great show. I enjoy listening to it every single Saturday afternoon, and I think you should as well. You don't have to, but I just think you should. How about we get back into some more music right after this?
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Coming to town next Friday. So if the Moxster's not on the air, you're going to know where he is because, wow. Been about 30 years since I've seen these guys. It's Jellyfish. It's the Viva Lamont radio show here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
So there it is. Just frosting anywhere.
And by the time we hit bed, we will be half dead.
Like the First Time album. That's the Finnish band. I was going to say Swedish, but I think they're Finnish. The Babblers with that little something. Before that, Chris Church from his latest release, Obsolete Path, gave us Sit Down. Action Slacks in that set of music. Title track from The Scenes, Out of Sight. Splitsville from Baltimore MD. With I Hate Going to Hutzler's from their new album, Moptown. Start the entire set with some Jellyfish. Went back to Spilt Milk for Bye Bye Bye. Jellyfish in town on Friday. So if you don't hear the Moxer next Friday, you're going to know he's at the Jellyfish show. I'm just telling you that now. Had a caller call in and say, Moxer. First, like, was just making sure it was me answering the phone. And then said, where have you been? I feel like I keep tuning in and I can't hear you on the live shows right now. And I think I've been around. Last week, I think if you listened 2 weeks ago, you knew last week I had a wedding. I was DJing a wedding in Chicago. So I was out of town last week. Speaking of DJ, I'm DJing a wedding tomorrow in town. Which then leads me in to tell you that the mock tonight is going to be the bride and groom, like I always do for the lovely brides and grooms of the weddings I DJ. Not all of them, but some of them. So Sydney and Duncan are going underneath my mock light here in about 40 minutes. Right now I got about 8 songs, 4 each, 4 Sydney songs and 4 Duncan songs to mix in for the mock. I got more, but that's just kind of where I'm feeling the vibe right now. And yes, there will be songs about Australia. Just telling you that. Played that Grant Hart just, I say a few minutes ago. Like a half hour ago. Why not just play some Husker Du? Cheats, brand new Cheats here on the Beaver Lamont radio program with Iwana. New album's called Old Rats on a New Ship. Came out on Pittsburgh's own Screaming Crow Records. We've got the fancy green-colored splattered vinyl version of it here. Hey, before the Cheats, how about some Chuck W. Chapman with Girl in the Front Row from his Outcast Among Outcasts album. Some Angry Samoans in there from 1982 with their version of Time Has Come Today. American Werewolf Academy gave us Return of Electric Man. And Husker Du started out Husker Du from their final album, Warehouse Songs and Stories, with You Could Be the One. Still got just under a half hour before we're going to get to the mock. Sydney and Duncan are going under the mock light because tomorrow they'll be under the spotlight and they'll be getting married, and I will be emceeing and DJing their wedding. I'm very excited about that. So, songs within the title. It's in the title. Sydney or Duncan. Just so you know the rules. I mean, they're not really written down, but they're presumed. Had a caller call in a while back and requested some Johnny Cash. Or no. Well, they... No, not Johnny Cash. I'm sorry. Johnny Cash does a version of the song they requested. That's where my brain was going. They requested some Bruce Springsteen. Well, last night I was hosting 80s, 90s night at Arsenal Lanes like I do every Thursday. And days when it's just not getting a lot of requests and I'm just sitting there spinning my stuff, I'll sometimes just go a little bit deeper into the well and remind them what I listened to in the 80s and 90s. Speaking of Bruce Springsteen, Beat Farmers. Looking down, so the puzzle boy and the dog with the stick. He's got his car to flow open out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, the dog would up and run. Never.
chase, 50 foot long with a 2-ton anchor, tied down with battleship chain, 50 foot long with a 2-ton anchor. Love nobody but you. You got me tired.
I'm Steve Wynn from the Dream Syndicate. You're listening to Viva Le Mach on WRCT in Pittsburgh.
she's about.
Minus five, wrapping up that set of music. Minus five in town next weekend. Minus five playing with the baseball project at the Mr. Smalls next Saturday. A week from tomorrow. Minus pulled that off there at the Oregon EP, the town that lost its groove supply. Song written by Scott McKay and Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. I actually co-penned that song. Before that, Steve Wynn from his Here Come the Miracles album with Smash Myself to Bits. I played the Squalls from Athens, GA with Nah, 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 Nah. That's the name of the song. I know you were singing along to it, and you're like, I've never heard this song. Well, if you've listened to my show, you've heard the song. But before that, speaking of Athens, Hindu Love Gods. From their one and only full-length album, doing Georgia Satellite's Battleship Chains. Yes, that's Warren Zevon, lead vocals, and R.E.M.'s rhythm section backing him up, making the Hindu Love Gods. That came out back in 1990, so that's, what, 35 years ago now? Beat Farmers from, I think it was